7 solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
As business people, you kind of just want to sit there and think, everything's wonderful, my team are great, I love my suppliers, I love my clients, everything's fantastic, people are paying me, I'm paying out, I'm paying my staff, everything's wonderful. Unfortunately, it doesn't always go like that.
No, there are thousands of disputes out there that are actually taking employers or business people's eye away from the main business reason for being there. So it takes operational time to actually sort out these conflicts, whether they're employee type disputes or whether they're disputes with their suppliers or contractors.
So in terms of disputes then, let's just give a few examples of the different things there might be. So you mentioned employers. So for example, it might be maybe there's people who work on a team together who don't get on.
Yeah, there may be a dysfunctional relationship within the team. So team people not pulling together, pulling apart. And you get the ripple effect of that and the gossip from other co-workers saying, have you noticed what's going on? And then productivity goes down. Well, that's an ideal opportunity to actually nip that in the bud early, quickly, cheaply, privately, and to get people, you know, working for the benefit of the business.
Because what we're talking about here isn't really, it's not a legal solution as such, is it? So you allow these disputes to go on for too long, they could become much more difficult situations.
Oh, they fester,
they?
And they balloon out of all proportion, and the longer they go on, the harder they are to resolve. So this first aid intervention, as I call it, getting in there early in a workplace context, is fantastic. So what I'd say to employers, if there was a way of resolving a conflict quickly, cheaply, confidentially, but also creatively, so that you could really understand why things had happened in the first place and prevent it happening again, would you be interested in hearing about it? And the answer, of course, is yes. Tell me about it.
I can almost hear the nodding, collective nodding of employers listening to this. Because ultimately, you know, you mentioned workplace disputes between colleagues and whatever, that could end up, you know, if somebody leaves, they could come back with a constructive dismissal claim, it could go to tribunals, all sorts of things.
It could end up with an 18-month period of time of investigations, of HR input, of external legal team input, of the cost of lawyers representing it at a tribunal, and the uncertainty of the outcome, but also bad publicity, because that's all out there in the public domain. So the alternative for both workplace and for business is to engage in what's called mediation. We're not talking about mediation in a family context, divorcing couples, arguing over stuff and co-parenting. We're talking about a really creative tool whereby you can get a win-win situation in the workplace. You can understand what's happened, why it's happened, understand people's points of view, and prevent it happening again in the future. And again, it's also right that you could have a dispute at board level between directors within a company who don't agree on the course of action or the direction the company's taking.
I can imagine as well, if it's a partnership and you've got sort of equal shareholders and they have different visions for the future of a company, that could be a really important dispute to get resolved.
And here's the real benefit of engaging a neutral third party, a mediator, to come in and to reality test with both of those, assuming they're equal partners, for example, to say, how do you both see it being resolved? Well, you can't both have your way, so what are the options? Mm. So solutioneering is the key.
Oh,
so
I like that word.
That's a word we
use. That's a good one.
Yeah. Solutioneering, finding options that are beneficial to everybody or beneficial to both in the partnership context.
Let's continue with that then. If somebody came to you with a dispute and said, we want to get this sorted, we don't want it to end up with a legal issue, what would they expect from a mediation?
Okay, well, first and foremost is how quickly that can be set up, and it can be set up the following day if necessary. Or, you know, if papers need to be prepared and there's documentation, perhaps the week after. So it's a very quick process to engage in. The mediator will keep those papers, whatever they're provided with, utterly confidential, and will come in and say, okay, what's it all about then? What do you want to talk about? And it's a very informal process. It's a conversational style. It's all private. The mediator will meet with people both together to say, you know, what's going to happen on the day. But more than that, we'll meet with them in private, where they can tell the mediator anything in absolute confidence and say, look, privately between you and me, this is what I think is going on. And so the mediator can get under the skin and find out what's worrying people, what are their deepest fears and concerns, what's keeping them awake at night, which is actually causing the problem to actually continue.
How many sessions, how long does it take generally? I mean, obviously it's going to be different for every kind of dispute, I imagine.
It's horses for courses, isn't it? It depends on the magnitude of the problem, the number of people involved, sometimes the value of the problem. Mm-hmm. But just to give you, by way of an example, example, you know, the shortest mediation I've done was 20 minutes.
Wow. All it needed was just somebody to go, do you not see what's going on here?
Yeah. Okay. Not to tell them what the answer is, yeah, but to say, what do you really want? And they really wanted something which was mutually acceptable. But they hadn't had that conversation, which, you know, was baffling. But then to take it to the other extreme, where I've done a dispute, a multi-million pound dispute involving 26 sets of participants.
Wow.
None of whom agreed at the start. And within 6 hours, the problem had all gone away. Everybody was content with the outcome.
As a mediator, you must have to be able to see things from, I was going to say both sides, but in that 26, what do you even call a 26-sided shape? I don't know. Yeah. But you must be able to have to process all of that and just kind of try and get people to understand things from another point of view.
The mediator needs a range of skills. And the skills a mediator needs are patience in spades, because you've got to go slow in order to make progress. So sometimes you need to go over the dispute a little bit before you can actually move forward and start solutioneering. Secondly, you need stamina. So you need to be able to remain confident and optimistic when others can't see the way through the problem. And the mediator needs to be able to encourage effective communication, but also listen really actively. So you're listening to what's being said, but you're also listening to what's not being said and wondering why.
Yeah.
And so as a mediator, you don't tell them what the answer is, but you explore how they're feeling, you explore how they got where they got, how they see it being resolved, what they think the other person's thinking and how they think the other person might see it being resolved. And it all comes together. And you can use a range of techniques in the mediation, such as option generation or what might be called brainstorming, without any commitment, to try and get a range of options on the table and then see which ones everybody wants to talk about.
Judith, if people want to find out more about mediation, if this resonates with somebody and they would like to come to you for some advice and maybe even set a mediation session up, how can they get in contact with you?
Seven Solicitors, www.7llp.com, or come and see us. The door's always open and the kettle's always on. We're happy to talk about it because we're passionate about it. And we'll tell you if we think the dispute's suitable for mediation or not. And there's so many options in terms of how the mediation might be set up, whether it's a telephone mediation for a low value dispute or whether it's, you know, a whole day face-to-face mediation. So there's a massive range of options there.
Fantastic. And I can vouch for the quality of the tea at Seven Solicitors office as well. Judith, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Seven Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.